Thank you.
And if you're going to limit yourself, somebody told me there's 150 types of aliens. Where? There are probably that many in Area 51. Having been cloned, having been DNA structured, you've got lizards that come out and visit them in Stallion Springs up here, for goodness sakes. They look like nice, big, tall, 6, 7, 8 foot lizards. Very reptilian. And they're built right over there underneath Northrop. So you have to get this reality locked in, and it's got to be with God. And quit playing with the aliens who are sending you all these messages. This is why I had to be so firm starting out, because I will not bend 1/4 of an inch. You're either going to be with God, or pretty soon you won't be with me because you won't like me. Because I'm going to tell you truth. I'm not going to fluff you up.
Encounters the other night said there would be a drawing of 7 of them. That was all they had.
Well, yes. And they're all bug-eyed.
Yeah. Okay.
And I don't mean, please, David, do not misunderstand what I'm saying to you. You have a real gift. You have struggled along down in there, and you found what you ought to be talking about instead of this.
Okay.
Let's hear about Yucca Valley. Let's hear about the Communication Center.
Okay.
Now, you know about that, and those aliens came, and they're very, very valid.
Well, in answering her question, which I think gets into that, what I found was a non-solid, etheric type of situation. It appears as a cloud, if you would, of static electricity, approximately 4 feet high. You cannot see it, but you can feel it. You can put your hand out in the air, and it feels normal. When you run physically in contact with one of these, there's a prickly sensation like static electricity or a pin dancing on your finger. If you maintain contact with this thing for more than a minute and a half, they're slow moving, it will put itself over you, at which time there is physiological changes, at which time thinking goes to heck, you get into very negative syndromes, and you have a loss of energy in general. There's a gentleman, I just became aware of it from a magazine called Nexus, where a gentleman in Australia, a doctor, has written some articles on this, pretty close to what the same things I ran into. I found that I'm basically a little bit of a psychic, and I scan people, and when I use this technique to scan this thing, I found that it's an intelligence that has characteristics of a large ant. It's not like a person. What the thing does is direct people, and throughout the Los Angeles area, what I have found, I wrote a report on it, but what I have found is a lot of structures from the Mission San Fernando, the Doheny Mansion, the canyons, the colleges, and things of that nature are structured in a similar way. They are far enough apart. You shouldn't have correlations between rock quarries, a mansion, the LA airport, and colleges, but they're structured in a similar way. They all have Golden Dawn ceremonial magic circles in the library floors. There's usually a large circle and a small circle separated like a radar set. I found that there's a correlation to, when the moon comes over. There's an energy field that transforms back and forth. They do lots of physics experiments. I found that there's a lot of solid evidence that involves this magnetic lining, if you would. There's a pattern all over Los Angeles. It was following that lining that led me here to this point. When I found this point out here on Goat Mountain, there's basically an ancient base there, like Van Däniken wrote about in Chariots of the Gods. It's splattered all over the hill. There's a craft there the size of a 27 jetliner. It's splattered all over the hill. If you didn't know how to look for it, it'd be difficult to find it because it's different. But I have pieces of it at home that react. It's very interesting stuff. We are not alone here, and we're in competition. And there are good things and there are bad things, you can put whatever term you want. I try not to use terms like God because it pulls into, you use the word God or any other religious term, and you're identifying with, normal religion, what people accept. I think it's beyond what people accept. I think there's a manipulation. And those who look for truth and those who search and those who are honest with it, they'll find something out there that's pretty neat. What I tried to hook you to was what I thought was pretty neat, because in comparison to what I've been strudging through, there's great differences. Now, I don't know for sure whether it's 100% honest, because what these things do is use a lot of deceit and diffusion. And I've seen that in all of the instances throughout Los Angeles in the buildings and how they interconnect. I can show you, if anybody's interested, energy pathways. I take people on tours in Los Angeles. If you're ever down in that area, look me up. I'll happily take you to one of these places. They're easy to get to, and I'll let you stick your hand in and feel what one of these things is like. I can show you where the energy pathways lay. I can show you the technology. It's interesting, from the Doheny Mansion in Beverly Hills, which is the point of a ley line turn, the mansion itself, the gardens of it, and there's a lot of implications here with your Masonic lodges and stuff, but the gardens of it are entirely built out for black magic ceremonial circles. If you take magnetic course lines from these circles, you'll find a web that goes out all over Los Angeles. It's the pivotal point. If you hunt the hills in Los Angeles and you find a sacrificial site in Mulholland Drive or near Mulholland Drive, and draw a line on a map from that point through the mansion, in the same distance in the opposite direction, you're sitting at the Beverly Hills City Hall, where the courthouse building is. If you go to Van Alden Caves in Encino, I believe it is, Sherman Oaks, one of those townships out there, because they're close together, and I'm not sure where the border is. But if you go to Van Alden Caves off of Van Alden Street, use the same thing and go past the Doheny Mansion as a pivotal point, you'll be on the same distance in opposite direction as the City Hall of Los Angeles. There are integrated connections between ritual sites, pivotal points, and what governs you. If you really knew what happens with this, it's really sick. It's from my own opinion that when people dabble in the black stuff and in what they call white magic or New Age stuff, what is actually happening when the magician makes a circle is he's making an antenna, and he's making a communication with something. The first thing the magician wants to do, it does. After that, you've got an invisible telepath on board, so what happens is you can't be guaranteed of your own mental solidity unless you have a way of clearing yourself and getting away from it. The second thing the individual wants to do or thinks he wants to do is something that's induced, because we can't differentiate from a thought of our own from one that's been shoved in. And by that pathology, that's how I believe that the complex in Los Angeles came about. It's also curious to note that the positions of every water reservoir in Los Angeles are hooked into this line system, as well as every place of death, a hospital, cemeteries, places of ritual sacrifice in the hill, which I found 18 in about a 20-mile stretch. There's a feeding, there's an energy feeding thing, and it's almost like a whole machine, and it's very, very nasty stuff. And the only reason, the only reason I cannot be a ding-a-ling, and standing here with some wits about me is because I was lucky enough to find a sound from the sound from the Billy Meyer, incident, and it has an effect. And I found the part of the sound that has the effect, and I've worked with that to build 7 generations of weapon systems, and that's what keeps the thing off whenever I find it coming. Since then, I found this nice energy field that I'm trying to show you about, and I no longer need the hardware, because that's the better thing of what I'm hooking into, which I believe is connected with what's here. That's why I'm here. Everything I hear coming out of Hatan here is just, it's like an arrow, right in here. It's the truth cannot be denied. It's like, here it is, bang, Keep it simple, stupid, kapow, but there it is, And I think I see a lot of smiles because I see that all over. This is my second time up here. First time, I was very concerned because I was feeling the effects of something in here, and I was very concerned about that because it was a different effect, but I felt that other effects near these sites, and I didn't want to get involved with it beyond a certain point. It made me nervous. I've since learned that, this is dealable. It's different. It's not the same effect. That's why I'm here. I think maybe Mr. Hayakawa is first time here, maybe looking into the same thing. Things change, all the way down the road. He might have been in the experience with this media. I'm sure he knows what I'm talking about. He might have even been victimized by it a little bit, himself here and there down the road. But I think everybody is here because I think everybody knows what I'm talking about. I think you've been maybe touched by a few things once in a while. And I think we're all here looking for, trying to sort it out. I think that's what the human condition is all about. Any other questions?
We have to be very careful. You see, this is one reason we don't have, quote, a group. Then nobody can call you a cult. They can call you a cult, but it won't have any meaning. When we speak of church, that means the body of, but that's not what it means anymore. The church has become a cult, each one with its own occult message. I don't know, and one's asking me constantly, well, how do you get the point across? Jordan said it. If there never was in the original form this Messiah, you see, we have to consider the term Messiah. That's a messenger. They've turned it into God. And whatever this man may have been, called Emmanuel, if in fact there was such a person, and you have to assume that all along the way God sends messengers in various and sundry ways to remind you of what you are. And it's wonderful to play among the stars. But it sure isn't as much fun to play among the stars erroneously as it is to play among the stars. And the point that I hear David trying to make is not exactly what happens. You see, he feels the energy. You've got someone capable of experiencing this energy or this psychological knowingness. The cities are the most evil places. That's where man is first captured. The Sodom and Gomorrahs, if you will. Of course, they've got these cities lined up. Washington, D.C. is based on the Masonic emblem. Its streets, its focus, everything. That does not make it intrinsically bad. It's the people. And yes, these energy forms are real. And they flow. And they build, and they build, and they build, and they feed, and they feed, and they feed off of you. But it's man that has learned to manipulate. You don't have, I'm going to repeat this until you hear me. Outside in the cosmos, you have no enemy unless you serve evil. And then you better get really, really nervous. I serve God. And this is what the adversary Antichrist is trying to convince you of. You got enemies out there. They are monsters, and they're going to come chew you up and spit you out. No, I'm not. And I command the fleet. But I may chew up and spit out quite a few of my enemy. So maybe what we're trying to establish is, who is my enemy? And when I say you have no enemies out in the cosmos, I mean that literally all of you, no matter how bad you might be, how evil you might be. All of those ones that came to make their little agreements from out yonder are now landlocked. Oh, they can get out maybe as far as the moon. But for all practical purposes, evil, as you will ever experience it, is locked to your place. And just like trying to get your little missiles out past those Russian cosmospheres is impossible at this point, you ain't going to bring your evil out into the cosmos. And it is just building in this seething cauldron on this place. And the biggest lie of all that destroyed you, that captured you, is this bullshit religion. It renders you helpless. Because all the godly priest has to do is get up there and say, I had a revelation. And we're going to vote. Or there's a new law. And because this ungodly priest who proclaims God as his teacher pronounces on you, like the Pope, no, we're going to have it this way or that way, and he is the last word in religion. And there's nothing godly or spiritual about it. This is the land of evil. And before the ending of the time, it would be totally controlled by evil. And I think you're just about there. And that's what I mean by playing with the devil. Be very careful. Enjoy, experience, and keep that light shield around you. Keep your knowingness and your relation with God around you, and you're okay. You get into that knowingness, and you're going to surprise yourself. All these things that you think are tricks, you will find that when necessity strikes you, when it confronts you, you'll be able to disperse your own fabric. But it's going to take that connection, and anything short of that is dangerous. And I really kind of honor anybody risky enough to go out and play in that. It's something that needs to be investigated. On the other hand, I don't know that there is time left on your place to both turn your society around and be able to focus very much on that, because it is so encompassing. It is so smothering. It already has you. But they have not totally destroyed your constitution. And they can't totally destroy it. Not yet. As long as there are patriots who say, you will not. That was built, this nation was built under God. And I hear what you say. We have danced around this since I have been visiting through this mechanism. What it's like, what do you say instead of God? Why does the term God seem so trite? Because the way it is used is so wrong on your place. And yet, there is no other word. Supreme being, source, they're all these things. Higher energy, all energy, I am energy. And finally, it boils down to you and God. That source. And it gets to the point where we get weary having to explain it. And you're going to find so many things, the lie, that is going to break your heart. The Bible becomes a lie. It is a tool built by your very adversary to think that Abraham would be told by God to take his son Isaac to a mountain and stab him is abhorrent. That is against everything that God of light would ever, ever do. And your Bible is filled with it. Filled with it. So what was the young Messiah supposed to be? He was supposed to fulfill the prophecy. And he gave you a cop-out. He didn't do anything. The planners against year 2000... set him up to wipe you out so that you would follow a physical idea right into the trap. And when I say this is an image, that's exactly what I mean. Because when God returns to claim His property, He's not interested in your property or your little gold puddle. He is going to reclaim the souls He sent out. And He's only going to collect the souls that have been nurtured and grown in His image. The rest are going to stay around and experience wherever they are. And ones will say, well, God would never. Let me tell you something. You don't know God. It's obvious you don't know God. And it's time you get to know Him. And if you think the adversary is just going to roll over and play dead, forget that old junk. This is a battle of wits. And you keep your ammunition with you, and it is not bullets that may protect you from one man, but not if he has a machine gun. You will win by the word. You will win by the pen. You will win through education. And you will win from knowing. And it is the only way you're going to win. All of the other things are interesting. Enjoy them. Play in them if you have time. Look to the seriousness of it, and where can the contribution be made to turn the brothers around, because they're headed right behind the piper, right off the edge. And there are many, many great spiritual teachers. Beware the magic. And you bet there is power in this symbology. Don't ever underestimate the power carried by this negative energy. It has taken your world, and now they can, through their technological little manufactured things, pulse it all over you. So you can mechanically be destroyed. Well, you don't have to be. And the minute you know you don't have to be, you won't be. And if I don't let you out of here, nobody's going to get home. And we'll have to turn it into a two-day seminar. Thank you for coming. Thank you, Scott, for coming and bringing friends.
Thank you, Commander.
Go in peace. Everybody, please, let's see to getting them through the pass. Everybody will be fine. I thank you for coming. We're just beginning. Salut and good night.
Oh, yeah. You get